Nifches, Apas Doichan, the Felizer, bread that is made out of Doichan, millet, or Sham and Kitnias, made out of other types of beans, legumes, and the like. You make it a Shahakal after Bar Nefoshet. In other words, the only thing you make a Mezayas on is Chamisha Mine Dogim and rice. All other things you can make bread out of, quinoa, whatever it is, you make a Shahakal because you do not see the original form of it, and it's not within the category of a type of muzzle. There's a discussion about corn bread. The corn, at least in those days, was primarily used for making bread and cakes and things out of it. It would be wrong to say you make a boy prayer dome, because it is a normal thing to make a bread out of it, corn muffins, whatever. We might use the minigas to make a shackle. Some say this is the reason is because the primary use of the corn is for animal products as well. You know, some say that it's still nostalgic, maybe it's the flour odors. Once again, the minica oilum by corn is very predominant. If you can make a bread out of it, a cookie out of it, a muffin out of it, it will be a shahakra. Come upon if you have flour of wheat in there, that becomes zayin. Ramah says, oh, he's a tash of mishak hitnias in the shadow of shleim of the toy will show kumor chayim of abar vedom. If you cook up different types of beans and other legumes, so if it does, you still see the pieces of it, and it's good cooked, then you make a very vedom. These rules we talked before, if it got totally disintegrated, and that doesn't mean just crushed a little bit, the man was totally not recognizing it anymore. They either ground it up or crushed it, just crushed it with a fork, that's not enough. So I'll call upon him, if it was these kidneys and it was totally pulverized, that's not recognizable at all, then you make a shackle. And then the goyim is to make a shakel on chumas and tchila based on this